Unit 4. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. Struggles in Life.
Some people may have known me from the newspapers, others from the stories that were done on me. It seemed that the reporters had the same inquiry over and over. They would look at me and show pity. I would smile and politely answer their questions. Why do they feel the need to always ask me what I remembered about that day? The day really started out quite normally. I began to walk to work. I was paying an odd amount of attention to the ground that day. I was kicking a piece of plastic as I walked down the crowded streets. I must have kicked that little piece of plastic all the way to where my little shop was set up. I opened shop early, maybe about 7 o'clock. It was Tuesday, and the early rush would start soon. I inherited my mother's shop when she passed away a few years ago. My mother and I were very close. I continued to wear her picture inside a cross around my neck. Having such a little shop uptown made it easier to have a rapport with the customers. I was friendly with just about all of them, except one. I didn't think it was anything I could have changed. I've learned that some people just hate life, and there's nothing you can do about it. Mr. Shepherd was an older man in his 50s and always came in smelling like a cat's litter box. I once asked him if he had cats, and he scolded me. I had never spoken back in case the customers saw it as disrespect. I dreaded every morning at 10 o'clock when he would come in, and he knew it. The hours passed slowly. I had wished I were on speaking terms with my brother. After my mother passed away, my brother and I had parted ways. As usual with family, it was a money matter. I didn't think my brother would take it so far, but the money seemed very important to him. One thing I noticed was, whenever you finally decide to give someone what they want, they proclaim they don't want it, because now they'll feel bad. The irony. As my cell phone sat on the counter by the register, I saw that it was 8:45 already. A woman in her early 30s entered the store. Her pace was slow and calm. As she opened her mouth to speak, it happened. I held onto the counter as the building shook for about 30 seconds. I grabbed the woman and pulled her down under the counter. As we looked outside the building, we heard the screams. We even saw the dust ball of smoke. The chaos was too much to even process. A plane had crashed into the World Trade Center. My shop was closer to the side of the North Tower, so we didn't receive any blasts of fire, just the insane, heart-pounding shaking of the entire building. I tried not to think about anything this could possibly be. I wouldn't let myself think of the casualties. At that point, someone ducked into my shop. I was too shaken up to see who. As my eyes finally came to, I saw Mr. Shepherd. His eyes were frozen with fright. He fell onto the floor. The young woman and I went immediately to his aid, and we dragged him to the back where I had medical supplies stored. I told the young woman to stay there with Mr. Shepherd. If anything else was to happen, the steel door would shield them. I made my way to the front of the store and stepped outside for a brief moment. Everyone was screaming. It was approaching a good 10 minutes since the disaster. I saw on the television across the street that they were already reporting the hit on the tower. As I looked up, I held my breath. I feared for my own safety, but mostly I was in awe. The next moment, I felt paralyzed. I heard the screams again. Here comes another! Oh my God, there's another plane! I looked up and saw the plane fly directly into the tower. Only this time I felt a surge of heat run across my face. The blast from the plane made me realize how close I was to all this devastation. After looking back up at the tower, I saw something come straight at me. I couldn't make out what it was. I can only recall blackness. When I came to, I found myself pinned against the door of my shop with metal debris lodged in my right leg. I chose not to scream through the whole nightmare. I chose to look down to my chest where my mother's face would give me hope. Everyone was helping one way or another. I felt the love of every customer I ever served and every onlooker who looked so concerned for me. All I could think about was how many people would die. A mere 4 years later, I hobbled down the streets with crutches. For some reason, every time I wake in the morning, I sense dread. However, the dread is not in the form of terrorism. I lost my leg that day. I wonder sometimes what it would be like to kick that little piece of plastic all the way to my storefront. The young woman and Mr. Shepherd were not hurt by the second blast. The front of my store was torn to shreds, but later got repaired perfectly. Mr. Shepherd and I became very close. I guess what came out of it all was my brother. As soon as the blast happened, he called me. We spoke as I was convalescing and never once mentioned our previous indiscretion. Sometimes I wish it took more than the largest attack on American soil to bring my brother and me together again. You can't always get what you wish for.
New words.
Kick.
Plastic.
Uptown.
Rapport.
Litter.
Dread.
Proclaim.
Chaos.
Process.
Insane.
Heart pounding.
Casualty.
Shield.
Awe.
Surge.
Devastation.
Pain.
Debris.
Lodge.
Nightmare.
Onlooker.
Hobble.
Crutch.
Storefront.
Shred.
Convalesce.
Indiscretion.
Proper nouns.
Shepherd.
World Trade Center.
Section 2. Listening and Speaking.
Listening. 1. Listen to the conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard. And now, can you tell us about your story? What happened that day?
Oh, I opened my store at 7 as usual.
7? It was so early. Was that day any special?
No, that day really started out quite normally.
When did the plane crash into the tower?
At 8:45.
How did you know the time?
My cell phone was on the counter by the register then. I saw the time.
How did you feel at that moment?
Oh, I can't breathe. I felt paralyzed.
You got injured in this disaster?
Yes. After the first blast, I walked outside. And then I saw another plane fly directly into the tower.
You saw the plane?
Yes. When I was looking up at the tower, I saw something come straight at me. I couldn't make out what it was. I can only recall blackness.
2. Listen to a conversation twice, and then choose the best answer to each question.
Hello, Ken. Come on in. Glad you could make it.
Hello, Alice. Thanks for the invitation. I haven't seen you for quite a long time.
No, not since last summer, when we were on holiday on the South Coast. Anyway, come on in and meet everybody. I think they're all here now.
I'm terribly sorry I'm late, Alice. I know your invitation said 7:30, and it's already nearly 8:30.
Oh, that's all right. It doesn't matter.
But I really feel bad about it. I mean, you must have got a lot of trouble.
Don't worry about it. We haven't started eating yet. We have arranged not to have supper until 9. That gives everyone time to get to know each other.
Well, in that case...
But it just struck me. You told me on the phone it was only an hour's drive. I hope nothing serious happened on the way here.
Well, Actually, I had a slight accident.
Oh, no. What happened?
I was driving along the road when a dog suddenly dashed out. I would have killed it if I hadn't changed direction. Anyway, I missed it, and the car finished up against a lamp post.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. It shook me up a bit, that's all. But the car will have to go to the garage tomorrow. The front is a bit damaged.
Well, come on in and have a drink. You look as if you need one.
Questions. 1. When does Ken arrive at Alice's house?
2. Why is Ken late?
3. What are Alice's friends doing when Ken arrived?
4. How is Ken after the accident?
5. What will Ken do the next day?
6. Hello, Ken. Come on in. Glad you could make it.
Hello, Alice. Thanks for the invitation. I haven't seen you for quite a long time.
No, not since last summer, when we were on holiday on the south coast. Anyway, come on in and meet everybody. I think they're all here now.
I'm terribly sorry I'm late, Alice. I know your invitation said 7:30, and it's already nearly 8:30.
Oh, that's all right. It doesn't matter.
But I really feel bad about it. I mean, you must have got a lot of trouble.
Don't worry about it. We haven't started eating yet. We have arranged not to have supper until 9. That gives everyone time to get to know each other.
Well, in that case...
But it just struck me. You told me on the phone it was only an hour's drive. I hope nothing serious happened on the way here.
Well, actually, I had a slight accident.
Oh, no. What happened?
I was driving along the road when a dog suddenly dashed out. I would have killed it if I hadn't changed direction. Anyway, I missed it, and the car finished up against a lamp post.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. It shook me up a bit, that's all. But the car will have to go to the garage tomorrow. The front is a bit damaged.
Well, come on in and have a drink. You look as if you need one.
Questions. 1. When does Ken arrive at Alice's house?
2. Why is Ken late?
3. What are Alice's friends doing when Ken arrived?
4. How is Ken after the accident?
5. What will Ken do the next day?
3. Listen to the passage 3 times and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
The earthquake, sudden, unexpected, and terrifying. No other force of nature can produce destruction like this. No other force kills so many. When it strikes, there's nowhere to go. We can try to prepare ourselves, but the real thing is deadly. We can only hope we survive the most destructive force on our raging planet. One of the greatest earthquake dangers is fire. Overturned cooking stoves in homes, broken gas mains, severed power cables. Water mains will also shatter. So the emergency services might not be able to get water to fight the fire. And flood could become yet another problem. In every major earthquake of recent times, fires have been one of the worst causes of destruction and death. In the 1995 Kobe earthquake in Japan, which killed more than 5,500 people, fire raged across the city for several days. There are other side effects of earthquakes. The worst is the tsunami or tidal wave. They are created when an earthquake shakes the ocean floor and moves a vast quantity of water. The Alaska earthquake of 1964 created a tidal wave which killed more people than the earthquake itself. The earthquake, sudden, unexpected, and terrifying. No other force of nature can produce destruction like this. No other force kills so many. When it strikes, there's nowhere to go. We can try to prepare ourselves, but the real thing is deadly. We can only hope we survive the most destructive force on our raging planet. One of the greatest earthquake dangers is fire. Overturned cooking stoves in homes, broken gas mains, severed power cables. Water mains will also shatter. So the emergency services might not be able to get water to fight the fire. And flood could become yet another problem. In every major earthquake of recent times, fires have been one of the worst causes of destruction and death. In the 1995 Kobe earthquake in Japan, which killed more than 5,500 people, fire raged across the city for several days. There are other side effects of earthquakes. The worst is the tsunami or tidal wave. They are created when an earthquake shakes the ocean floor and moves a vast quantity of water. The Alaska earthquake of 1964 created a tidal wave which killed more people than the earthquake itself. the earthquake, sudden, unexpected, and terrifying. No other force of nature can produce destruction like this. No other force kills so many. When it strikes, there's nowhere to go. We can try to prepare ourselves, but the real thing is deadly. We can only hope we survive the most destructive force on our raging planet. One of the greatest earthquake dangers is fire. Overturned cooking stoves in homes, broken gas mains, severed power cables. Water mains will also shatter. So the emergency services might not be able to get water to fight the fire. And flood could become yet another problem. In every major earthquake of recent times, fires have been one of the worst causes of destruction and death. In the 1995 Kobe earthquake in Japan, which killed more than 5,500 people, fire raged across the city for several days. There are other side effects of earthquakes. The worst is the tsunami or tidal wave. They are created when an earthquake shakes the ocean floor and moves a vast quantity of water. The Alaska earthquake of 1964 created a tidal wave which killed more people than the earthquake itself.
Speaking. Reference answer.
Honey, you look so pale, and you are trembling. What happened?
Dad, I'm so scared. Someone was following me.
Following you?
Yes. After I got off the bus, I was walking down the main street. It was so quiet, and I heard someone following me.
How did you know that? Did you see that guy?
No, but I just heard footsteps behind me. I held my breath and turned around suddenly. Nobody was there.
Honey, don't scare me. Who's going to follow you? You've seen so many horror movies lately.
Maybe. I was frightened to death.
Take a deep breath and sit down.
Dad, I think I need a glass of wine. It can make me calm down. Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading. Extract from Doug Cobb's article on the triangle of life.
My name is Doug Cobb. I am the rescue chief and disaster manager of the American Rescue Team International, ARTI, the world's most experienced rescue team. The information in this article will save lives in an earthquake. I have crawled inside 875 collapsed buildings, worked with rescue teams from 60 countries, founded rescue teams in several countries, and I am a member of many rescue teams from many countries. I was the United Nations expert in disaster mitigation for 2 years. I have worked at every major disaster in the world since 1985, except for simultaneous disasters. The first building I ever crawled inside of was a school in Mexico City during the 1985 earthquake. Every child was under its desk. Every child was crushed to the thickness of their bones. They could have survived by lying down next to their desks in the aisles. I wondered why the children were not in the aisles. I didn't know at the time that the children were told to hide under something. Simply stated, when buildings collapse, the weight of the ceilings falling upon the objects or furniture inside crushes these objects, leaving a space or void next to them. This space is what I call the triangle of life. The larger and the stronger the object, the less it will compact. The less the object compacts, the larger the void, the greater the probability that the person who is using this void for safety will not be injured. The next time you watch collapsed buildings on television, count the triangles you see formed. They are everywhere. It is the most common shape you will see in a collapsed building. Tips for earthquake safety. Almost everyone who simply ducks and covers when buildings collapse is crushed to death. People who get under objects like desks or cars are crushed. Cats, dogs, and babies often naturally curl up in the fetal position. You should too in an earthquake. It is a natural survival instinct. You can survive in a smaller void. Get next to an object, next to a sofa, next to a large, bulky object that will compress slightly but leave a void next to it. Wooden buildings are the safest type of construction to be in during an earthquake. Wood is flexible and moves with the force of the earthquake. If the wooden building does collapse, large survival voids are created. Also, the wooden building has less concentrated crushing weight. Brick buildings will break into individual bricks. Bricks will cause many injuries but less squashed bodies than concrete slabs. If you are in bed during the night and an earthquake occurs, simply roll off the bed. A safe void will exist around the bed. Hotels can achieve a much greater survival rate in earthquakes simply by posting a sign on the back of the door of every room telling occupants to lie down on the floor next to the bottom of the bed during an earthquake. If an earthquake happens and you cannot easily escape by getting out of the door or window, then lie down and curl up in the fetal position next to a sofa or large chair. Almost everyone who gets under a doorway when buildings collapse is killed. How? If you stand under a doorway and the door jamb falls forward or backward, you will be crushed by the ceiling above. If the door jamb falls sideways, you will be cut in half by the doorway. In either case, you will be killed. Never go to the stairs. The stairs have a different moment of frequency. They swing separately from the main part of the building. The stairs and remainder of the building continuously bump into each other until structural failure of the stairs takes place. Even if the building doesn't collapse, stay away from the stairs. The stairs are a likely part of the building to be damaged. Even if the stairs are not collapsed by the earthquake, they may collapse later when overloaded by fleeing people. They should always be checked for safety, even when the rest of the building is not damaged. Get near the outer walls of buildings or outside of them if possible. It is much better to be near the outside of the building rather than the interior. The farther inside you are from the outside perimeter of the building, the greater the probability that your escape route will be blocked. People inside their vehicles are crushed when the road above falls in an earthquake and crushes their vehicles, which is exactly what happened with the slabs between the decks of the Nimitz Freeway. The victims of the San Francisco earthquake all stayed inside of their vehicles. They were all killed. They could have easily survived by getting out and sitting or lying next to their vehicles. All the crushed cars had voids 3 feet high next to them, except for the cars that had columns fall directly across them. I discovered, while crawling inside of collapsed newspaper offices and other offices with a lot of paper, that paper does not compact. Large voids are found surrounding stacks of paper. There would likely have been 100% survivability for people using my method of the triangle of life.
New words.
Triangle.
Earthquake.
Collapse.
Mitigation.
Simultaneous.
Aisle.
Void.
Compact.
probability,
curl,
fetal,
bulky,
compress,
construction,
squash,
concrete,
slab,
occupant,
door jam,
bump,
overload,
flea,
perimeter,
column,
stack,
proper nouns,
Doug Cop,
rescue chief,
the American Rescue Team International,
disaster mitigation,
Nimitz Freeway,